FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
When Waxahachie released the lead single for her new album, Tiger's Blood, she was singing about something you haven't really heard her sing about too often before, love. Waxahachie, a.k.a. Katie Crutchfield, says that being in a long-term relationship and the richness of that relationship encouraged her to write more love songs.
It's helped me kind of feel inspired to write about it in like a deeper way, and I really tried across this emotional spectrum on this record to like challenge my comfort zone a little bit.
Katie didn't just branch out as far as subject matter on Tiger's Blood. She also challenged herself when it came to the details, thinking of writing lyrics kind of like a math problem.
I want to make sure, like point for point, that it's just like perfect lines of poetry, you know, to me.
Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie joins me and performs live today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. Here's a song from a guy who recently received the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song, sharing it with his collaborator, lyricist Bernie Taupin. It's Elton John with Amarina.
Rain falls down, washing out the cat on town. nothing fit to burst upon each other. My lady, our arenas and our cornfields, riding in the daybreak, living like a lusty flower, running through the grass for hours, rolling through the hay, like a puppy child.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. No one wakes up one morning and suddenly has it all together. Even if it looks that way, building strength and figuring things out is a process, a lifelong process that never truly ends. Katie Crutchfield, who performs as Waxahachie, knows this. Her breakout album, St. Cloud, came out in 2020 and saw Katie getting sober and figuring out this new person she was becoming and this new life that she was living. On her new album, you hear an artist who's continuing to find their footing. Tiger's Blood is Katie Crutchfield sounding confident, still vulnerable, but, and this is the key when you're trying to figure things out, resilient. Coming up, Katie joins me for a conversation about the record, which was recorded at Sonic Ranch in Texas with producer Brad Cook and guitarist MJ Lenderman. She also performs live, starting with Burns Out at Midnight, Waxahachie, for the World Cafe.
If I put up a fight, it'll follow me home. I think I might
on World Cafe. Waxahachie performing Burns Out at Midnight live. That song's from the new Waxahachie album, Tiger's Blood. I'm Raina Duras. Waxahachie's here today. I'm talking to Katie Critchfield. Katie, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Hi, Raina.
I'm so happy you're here.
Me too.
Now, there was a point early on in the recording of this album where it may have sounded completely different. You were considering a poppier direction. You had synths, drum machines going, and then it changed pretty quickly. Could you tell us about that brief moment in time, that record that never was?
It was extremely brief. It was sort of more of a pondering than it was like an actual, intentional thing. But I think Brad and I both were experiencing a little bit of pressure to follow up St. Cloud. Like, that record meant so much to us and ended up meaning a lot to my fans. And we just really, we wanted to do a good job. And so we were kind of just toying with, like, well, how do we, like, level that up? And for a very brief moment, we were like, maybe the door to pop has opened and we should walk through it. And as soon as we started to, we were like, never mind. This is not for us.
I think that's so interesting, the idea of the door to pop. Mm-hmm. Opening when you hit a certain level of mm-hmm. success, because I've never really thought about that before.
Well, I think it's like twofold. I think that on one hand, that the door does kind of become a little bit ajar, and it is enticing, and it calls your name, and it's a little like hard to explain. I just think that it's something that happens, but I also think that the pressure to sort of reinvent yourself, even if you're putting that pressure on yourself, that's sort of happening too, like to pivot or to do something different, to surprise people. I think we were sort of feeling that as well.
So you recorded this with Brad. He did St. Cloud, mm-hmm. like you said. Could you talk a bit about your creative relationship with him and his impact on your work?
Yeah, gosh. I mean, he's really become like one of my best friends. And we just, I really think at this point, Brad and I have like built out a little bit of like a life philosophy together, and how we like approach music and songwriting and all of it. And so I would say a lot of the time when Brad and I like start working on a record, and this happened with both of the records I made with him and even the Plains record, like, you know, for the first 6 months or so, like it's 99% talking. We're talking about stuff, and we're just like kind of deepening like our friendship, and we're talking about things that are exciting to us and trying to just sort of like very slowly, while not looking directly at it, sort of build out an aesthetic together or something that like kind of build a little bit of a world. Yeah. And then we just start kind of like bringing more people into the world. I just think that there's kind of that element where it's really kind of based on like a connection and a friendship. But then also I think that as I've aged and as I've worked with him more and more, I feel like, you know, I think that like a lot of artists feel the need to kind of do everything and to be like have their hands on every single piece. And you know, I do to an extent. But I think what I've learned from Brad is like what I'm bringing to the table. Like I'm learning what's my skill set, what I'm really good at. And then to delegate other like the rest of it to him and other people has helped me make better albums. So it's sort of just undeniable.
What is something that you're like, okay, this is a thing that I will never delegate?
Like I will do.
Yeah.
Honestly, at this point, the singing and the songwriting, and like I've learned to never say never, because I always contradict myself. Even if it takes me a decade, I will contradict a statement, you know, just as far as like what I will and won't do creatively goes. But I think that, you know, I feel really comfortable like as the sole songwriter, and, you know, all the vocal stuff's really important to me, but everything else, I'm kind of like, I'm open to, oh, you can do this part better than I can. Great. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you did bring in a bunch of people.
Oh, yes.
And you recorded it at Sonic Ranch mm-hmm. in Texas. Could you talk about what it's like to bring a whole bunch of musicians to a giant pecan farm in Texas and record a record?
Yeah. You know, it's the second time I've done that. We'd made St. Cloud there as well. And, you know, both times, it's like we just put together like it's really a small group of musicians. It's like a band, you know, the size of like a rock band. And so on this one, it was MJ Linderman, Spencer Tweedy, who is here today, Brad Cook, and his brother Phil Cook was the core band. And it's really fun. It's like summer camp, you know, like we're all you know, eating every meal together, hanging out all day, like all like living in a house together for 2 weeks and just playing music every day. So you just become like super, super close really fast.
I'm speaking with Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie today on World Cafe. You mentioned MJ Lenderman. Folks might know him for his solo work, his work with Band Wednesday. He plays guitar on all of the tracks and he sings harmony on a few of them. What makes MJ a good collaborator?
Yeah, that stuff can be kind of tricky. And, you know, I've had a lot of amazing experiences and I've had some bad experiences. So I feel like I've learned a lot. But with MJ, like, the thing about him is he has such a quiet confidence, like, and he is just so, so undeniably talented. He's so musically talented and, you know, has so much style that's just his. So it is very, like, it's like a potent spice in the mix, which is, you know, we just couldn't get enough of it when we were making the record. And I also think, you know, it's really cool to see somebody, you know, he's 10 years younger than me, and to see somebody like at a point in his career where everyone's so excited about what he's doing and he's so focused on all the right things and has amazing people around him and is just truly like a great person and a great friend.
It's interesting because sometimes a potent spice can take over the whole meal, mm-hmm. but it really doesn't feel like that.
I know.
He compliments your voice so well and his playing does.
You know, we were having a blast and just playing through all the songs, but really when we got to write back to it, that was like one of the later ones that we tracked. It's very, where we landed in that session was very, it's very similar to what the finished song is. And it was really cool. And he had done some backups on some other songs, but then Brad had the idea like, why don't we get Jake to sing on this? And when we heard him sing the harmony, that was like so moving to us. Like, I'm sure Brad is like, when things are really moving in the studio, Brad will usually shed a tear. And so he shed a tear. We're looking at each other like, oh my God. And so that feeling that we had when we tracked that, we just right then and there, we're like, I think we need to anchor the whole record around like this feeling. I think we need to chase this for the whole album.
We're going to hear a clip of the album version of Right Back to It right now with MJ Lenderman on it. Then we'll come back.
For so long, come right back to it. I let my mind run wild. I don't know why I do it. You just settle in like a song. We know it. If I can keep up.
So that was Waxahachie, Right Back to It. That's a clip of the version from the album Tiger's Blood with MJ Lenderman singing on it. That is a love song, which you don't do a ton of love songs.
That's
and
true.
You've said that you've avoided writing them in the past. Why is that?
I think that I have a comfort zone with songwriting, and it is like sort of anything that evokes sadness or, you know, like that type of sad heartache song. And I've always struggled to write things that are a little more like earnest. Even like angry songs are kind of hard for me. Love songs certainly are. So I think that that's probably it. And I think I've reached this point, you know, in my own life where I've been in the same relationship for a long time and I've achieved this sort of like depth to the love that I am currently in. And I think that it's helped me kind of feel inspired to write about it in like a deeper way. And I really tried across this emotional spectrum on this record to like challenge my comfort zone a little bit.
There are so many love songs out there in the world about falling in love.
Exactly.
There are not that many about just like being in love and like really exploring mm-hmm. the depth of a love.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Let's listen to the song right now. It's Right Back to It, performed live, Waxahachie on World Cafe.
Yeah.
Recorded live for the World Cafe, Right Back to It by Waxahachie. Waxahachie's Katie Crutchfield is my guest today. She's a creature of routine. And when we come back, Katie will talk about how she finds a routine when she has to write on the road on tour. That's next on World Cafe.
Hey, everybody, it's Cliff Beach from Deeper Grooves, and we're turning up the heat like never before on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. We're going to unearth the hidden gems of soul, funk, jazz, R&B, blues, and more. From B-sides to rare treats, we've got the beats that'll move your feet. Join us every Saturday, 10 p.m., for a musical adventure that'll have you dancing and discovering the best-kept secrets of the sound waves. This is Cliff Beach's Deeper Grooves, only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. My guest today is Katie Crutchfield, who performs as Waxahachie. She has a new album called Tiger's Blood, which follows her 2020 breakout album, St. Cloud.
Life for you changed after St. Cloud. Mm-hmm. You know, touring and stuff changed like that. I know that you're somebody who keeps a kind of a 9-to-5 schedule when you're working. Mm-hmm. And you have your office and you like that routine. But when you are touring these big, huge tours and you're busy, 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 how do you write? How do you bring that routine into your life?
Yeah. Well, I kind of like, now that I have some distance from it, looking back, I really think that, you know, musicians' lives are so like cyclical, and you know, you write the record, you make the record, you promote the record, you tour the record, and then you start over. Like, it's kind of just, and that's just been the cycle that I've been in for like 20 years. So I think that with COVID, like, my touring of St. Cloud was so delayed that I actually was in the songwriting part of the cycle of like my natural sort of like mind, body, soul wanted to write songs, but I was in the middle of touring. So I just kind of had to make it work. I had to do it. It was happening. I had to like chase it. So I have amazing, you know, bandmates, you know, crew folks who just set me up so that they all set me up for success. Everyone gave me space. I like was hanging on the back of the bus. I was like hanging in empty dressing rooms, you know, hunkering down for a couple hours, just trying to like get it all down.
Was there anything in the aftermath of St. Cloud coming out and kind of having that breakthrough that changed, that kind of surprised you? It took you off guard? Where you're like, oh, I didn't think things would change this way.
Yes and no. I mean, I think that, you know, I like undeniably just started playing to bigger audiences. And, you know, I've been playing music for so long and have never felt any sort of like nervousness on stage at all. And so that has been an adjustment, like as the crowds get bigger, to feel sort of like, okay, there's like a lot of people who sort of are depending on me to do this so that they can have a fun, great experience. And I want to give that to them. So, yeah, there's been a couple moments of, like, feeling a little shaky out there. There's just a learning curve, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie today on World Cafe. I heard you say something, Katie, about how you write lyrics that I thought was, I guess I hadn't heard anybody say anything like this before. You said that a song needs to perfectly describe a specific experience I've had, or it has to be line for line perfect poetry to me. And I was wondering if you could elaborate on that.
That's sort of a rule I've developed for my own songs, because I think that, you know, there's a few songs on this record that are more poetic. They're not really rooted in, like, I am writing about a specific thing that happened to me or a specific person who did this specific thing. And in those songs, I really just want to make sure that I'm, like, capturing a feeling, like, even if it's not rooted in, like, a specific experience. So, I think for me, those songs feel a little more fluid, and I want to make sure, like, point for point, that it's just, like, perfect lines of poetry, you know, to me.
Could you give us an example of one of those songs?
Yeah. I consider Lone Star Lake and Crimes of the Heart to both be songs like that. That's not really about something specific, but it is... It's capturing sort of a feeling and sort of weaving a lot of experiences together to make something like kind of evocative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Crimes of the Heart. This is from Tiger's Blood. It's Waxahachie on World Cafe.
I got a face stop and my stocks and drop. I'm a trusted doorstop or a paperweight taciturn inanima. I can sit on your shelf like ashes for tale, a spirit in hell, while the living sleep right on through. Take
this shortcut. I could have called, I suppose. I'm the thorn on your rose. I'm the emperor's new clothes, and I make it look easier every time. If you left it to me, who knows where we would be? Reading fortunes for free in someone else's gold mine. Survey my break a leg, cheap wine. You let it in sometimes. A fly game you can pantomime. You let it in sometimes. In every crime with a heart, you rip yourself apart. It's outside your art, provokes every emotion. And it may bewilder a few, it's an unpleasant view. You're an agent of truth, twisted up at the tail end. You play the villain like a violin. It comes from within.
So that was Crimes of the Heart from Waxahachie's new album, Tiger's Blood. I'm speaking with Katie Critchfield of Waxahachie today on World Cafe. I'm Marina Duras. We're going to hear you perform another live song next. And the lyrics in this song, I thought, were very impressive. There is so much happening in these lyrics. There's like internal rhymes on paper. I actually read them out loud to myself at one point, and it sounds like hip-hop. Like, it sounds like hip-hop lyrics in Crowbar. But you, obviously, it doesn't sound like hip-hop when you're singing it. Could you talk about writing this song?
Yeah, I wrote this one when I was on tour. This is one of the road songs. I really like vocal rhythm is something that I'm thinking about a lot when I'm writing. And the more records I make, the more I'm trying to challenge myself. And, you know, a big influence on St. Cloud was SZA and her album Control. How she plays with rhythm and like how like her vocal melodies move, I think is just really cool and really inspiring. And I think that there's like a little bit of that here too. So I'm trying to kind of like make everything like fit in a certain way. And it's probably like chaos, but to me, it's very organized. Like the amount of syllables, like how it all kind of moves together, really matters to me. So Crowbar is definitely one of those moments where I'm trying to fit a lot in, but not make it feel like there's a lot there.
It makes me want to go back and listen to Control again too.
Yeah, I know that record is so good. The lyrics are amazing, and she's saying so much, and it seems so spacious at the same time. Which is really—that's something I'm thinking about a lot. A lot of the time, it's like a math problem. I kind of have like, okay, there's probably room for six syllables here. If I do this a little different, maybe I can squeeze in seven. And then I'm just like, if I find a word that's not quite right, I'm like, that doesn't, or that's too long, I'm like, all right, can I think of a synonym that is like a little bit shorter, you know? And then sometimes that sends me on a whole new path. And so it is, it's a little bit mathematical.
Well, let's listen to Waxahachie. It's Crowbar live for the World Cafe.
Shine so bright.
Perform live for the World Cafe. That was Crowbar by Waxahachie. It's on the new Waxahachie album, Tiger's Blood. Waxahachie's Katie Crutchfield joins me today. Sometimes talking about a piece of work can help clarify what that work means to you as the person who created it. Now that this record is out, you've talked to journalists like me about it. Are you closer to understanding a thesis or a theme to this album that maybe you couldn't necessarily put into words when you first put it out or you were working on it?
Sort of. It does help to talk it out. It really does. I think that, you know, it just feels like a snapshot. I think because my last album had such a narrative, and even if it was like deeper than just being an album about sobriety, it was really like easy to kind of just be like, this is an album about getting sober. That was such a big deal in my life. It was really easy for me to kind of just say that. And with this one, I think I needed to make a record that didn't have like a big thing that happened. That you are able to sort of put a neat bow on it. That is nice. But I think it was like healing for me to be like, this record's about a lot of things. Like, I'm in my mid-30s. I'm in like this new chapter of my life. There's a lot of things I'm like learning about myself, and it just gave me like the opportunity to explore like a whole spectrum of different things. So yeah, I don't think that there is necessarily a through line, and I'm okay with that. A lot of my favorite records don't have a through line, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing that, I mean, I've said this, other people I've seen say this, it feels like you've found this kind of footing, like a solid kind of ground with this record.
Mm-hmm.
And you're writing from, you know, a more peaceful place, which can be a challenge because there, you know, some people worry that if you're writing from a peaceful place, it's hard to do.
Yeah.
Could you talk about meeting that challenge?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I really think that, you know, I'm taking it one day at a time. Because you never know. Like, a true, like, something really difficult could be right around the corner, and I'll have a whole new thing to write about, you know? But I just feel like, you know, the tortured artist, that trope, that sort of, like, thing that a lot of us try to embody, I certainly have many times in my life. I just don't think that that's sustainable. There's so many examples of like amazing musicians that I look up to and love, like leading really sad, hard, difficult lives, trying to sort of chase after this darkness. And I'm trying it out. You know, I'm trying to see if I really prioritize my mental health, if I really try and take care of myself, I really try and like actually seek some kind of happiness and peace. Can I still like find the thing, like the songwriting voice? Can I still chase after that? And so that's really what I did with this record. And I'm going to continue to try to keep doing. So we'll see. It's an experiment.
I'm speaking with Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie on World Cafe. We have one more live song to get to. Tell us about how changes, and specifically changes with being in your 30s, helped inspire the song Bored.
Gosh, I mean, the song Bored is about a specific relationship in my life, but it's really about people pleasing. You know, I really think that in my 30s, something I'm learning or something that's happening to me is like, I have a lot of old friendships with people where I'm really growing with them, and we're growing at the same pace or like at a pace that complements each other. And that's been so beautiful to be like, you know, oh man, we've gone through all these different chapters together and we're still here. And then there's other people who, you know, maybe you realize you were never quite cut out, or you're getting to a point where you're like growing in completely opposite directions. And so I think that, you know, the song was sort of inspired by that, but also by the experience that I have often had where like something inside of me is like screaming no, but I'm saying yes. Like, you're people pleasing. You're just trying to like keep the peace. And so it's really a song about being like, I absolutely cannot do that anymore. I've gotten so sick of this situation that I've like kind of put myself through a way harder time than I needed to. So yeah, it's a little bit of like an angry song about being a people pleaser.
What you said is like a kind of a more challenging place for you to write from.
It is. Yeah. Because I also think that that's a pretty earnest place, and it's being like writing like from a happy place or an angry place. It's like really vulnerable, I think.
Yeah. I love your voice in this song also. And I mean this as a compliment, but the first time I heard it, I was like, there's something in this that sounds Alanis Morissette-esque to me.
I love that.
It was, yeah, there's something that happens and it's very powerful. It still sounds like you, but there's like a little edge of Alanis in there.
Oh, I think that's great. I actually, like, you know, this is the only song that I really retracked the vocals. Like, most of these songs are like just a couple takes, and it was very like organic and just performance based. But then when we left Sonic Ranch with this song, or with the whole record, I listened and I was like, it needs a little more, like a little more. And a friend of mine said, you needed to put some sauce on it. So I like had to go to Brad's house and put some sauce on the vocals. And so that's where you get the like the kind of yelly singing from that session.
Hope you like sauce. Recorded live for World Cafe. It's Waxahachie with Bored.
Take it easy, honey. Catch me toe in the lane. Lost in a roll-out play. Stuck in a video game. Armed with a safety pin. Overly confident. My skin is airy.
Waxahachie performing live for the World Cafe. That song is called Bored. It's from the new Waxahachie album, Tiger's Blood. Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie has been my guest today. Katie, it's always a pleasure. So glad you took the time to hang out today.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. I'm Raina Durres, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
This is what listener-powered radio sounds like. The SoCal Sound.
Hey, this is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some Record Store Day exclusives and reissues coming out this week. Talking Heads will release live at WCOZ 77. Fleet Foxes are putting out live on Boston Harbor. David Bowie's Waiting in the Sky Before the Starman Came to Earth will come out. Auto Fiction, the live edition from Suede will be released. The brand new EP Lie to Me from Garbage will also come out. And Ringo Starr will release Crooked Boy. The limited edition black and white marble vinyl will be exclusively at independent record stores. For more music news and information you can use, listen to Mornings with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday, 6 to 10 a.m. only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Hi, I'm Elton John. If you share my vision of a world where everyone is treated with love, respect, and dignity, join me. Learn more about the Rocket Fund at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
88.5 The SoCal Sound and its HD channels conduct ongoing contests, sweepstakes, ticket and prize giveaways. No purchase or contribution is necessary to enter or win. Alternate entry details are available on our website, thesocalsound.org. Click contest rules at the bottom of the page.
Hey, this is Matt Pinfield. I'm so excited to join the team here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound, a radio station truly dedicated to the community of artists and music fans everywhere. Join me as I'll be sharing my musical passion with you every weekday from 2 to 6 p.m. on 88.5 FM, thesocalsound.org, and the SoCal Sound app.
Before the break, you heard my conversation with Waxahachie here on World Cafe. If you want more, there's an extended cut of our interview at worldcafe.org. We talk about her tour with Tim Heidecker, and you can hear an additional bonus live performance of the song The Wolves. Again, worldcafe.org. You can find that. Here's one of Waxahachie's heroes, Lucinda Williams, right in time.
Not a day goes by, I don't think about you. You left your mark on me, it's permanent, a tattoo. Pierce the skin and the blood runs through. Oh. The kitchen, watch the water boil, and I listen. Turn off the television. Oh.
Right in time. right in their whistles. The wind rips straight through your pride, baby. It's only your eyes and mine. And the stars that grow some time. I'll sleep at home.